KD Country 94 weather.
Cover more acres with a pre-owned sprayer or planter from Landmark Implement, your local John Deere dealer. We offer one of the area's largest selections of used sprayers, applicators, planters, and seeders. Through the month of April, take advantage of fixed-rate financing as low as 4.5% for up to 60 months or an 8-month interest waiver. Visit your local Landmark location or view our complete sprayer and seeding inventory online at landmarkimp.com and experience the Landmark difference.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 67. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 37. High temperatures reach up to 68. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, 54.
At Beloit Elementary School, we are respectful, responsible, and ready to learn. During the month of April and May, we will focus on the character trait of citizenship. When you are a good citizen, you do your share to help your family and community be better. You protect the environment, you are a good neighbor, you obey rules, and you respect your parents and teachers. This is Grayson Goodacre representing Beloit Elementary School, where character counts.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The Kansas legislature rebounded from dizzying defeat of a tax bill endorsed by Governor Laura Kelly and Republican leadership by voting early Saturday for a three-year $1.57 billion alternative that negotiators promised would deliver a state tax reduction to every Kansan. On Thursday, rebellious Democrats and Republicans in the House scuttled a Senate-passed $1.4 billion tax package negotiated by Senate President Ty Masterson, House Speaker Dan Hawkins, and Governor Kelly. Several key features of that bill were retained in the latest deal funneled into House Bill 2036 and lauded by Senators Karen Tyson and Representative Adam Smith, the Republicans who led their respective three-person House and Senate conference committees. I think we come up with a really good product, Tyson said. Our goal all along is a tax cut for everyone. This isn't about us as individuals. I'm going to ask this body to turn down your station, what's in it for me, and remember this is for our constituents. The reform blueprint would reduce state revenue from property sales and income taxes by $636 million in the first year, $458 million in the second year, and $462 million in the third year. The $1.57 billion price tag would fall beyond the line in the sand drawn by the Democratic governor, which could set the stage for a veto. The opportunity to advance tax cuts was courtesy of the state's $4 billion revenue surplus, but some lawmakers have argued $1 billion of the total was one-time money for the federal government that shouldn't be included in tax cut math. Johnson County Democrat Senator Ethan Corson said he was concerned hefty tax reductions would erode the state's ending balances over the next 5 years. He said current projections indicated the state could face a $392 million deficit by 2029 if this tax bill became law. During the frenzy to find a bill capable of clearing the House and Senate, he said some lawmakers didn't want anyone to look closely at the reality of state spending exceeding revenue collections. Just don't believe your lying eyes, Corson said. Don't worry about it. Just keep your head in the sand, end of quote. Masterson, the Senate's president and a supporter of the bill, offered a rebuttal. He said, and I quote, "I don't think it's lying eyes. It might be more of the tongue we're worried about," end of quote. The GOP-led 40-member Senate voted 24-9 for the bill, which handed the conversation to the 125 members of the House. The House was more enthusiastic and voted 119-0 to send the legislation to Governor Kelly. "Everybody can hold their heads up high and go home and know they did the work for the people of Kansas," said Hawkins, the House's top Republican. The legislature, which adjourned for a three-week break, plans to return in late April, and there's more work to be done when they return. To read more about that and this full story, go to our website, kittycountry94.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence and Beloit, and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osmer, Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment, or call or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Give hope this spring. Give blood. American Red Cross Blood Drive at the Beloit Community NCK Wellness Center Gymnasium, Highway 24 in Beloit, this Wednesday, April 10th from noon to 6 p.m. To schedule an appointment, visit redcrossblood.org and enter Beloit. Once again, that'll be this Wednesday from noon to 6. You're welcome to join for bingo in the afternoon at the Beloit Senior Center, 220 North Hersey in Beloit this Thursday from 2 to 4. Seating is limited. There is no cost. It is a free event. Donations accepted. To reserve your seat, contact Debbie at 738-5802. Refreshments will be provided. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
The Gamecocks are making history in Cleveland. They'll be the 10th team, the 5th program to go undefeated and win the national championship. They will avenge their loss to Iowa from last year. The clock ticks down. 2 seconds to play. Celebration in Cleveland. Perfection wears garnet and black. The South Carolina Gamecocks complete their first perfect season with their 3rd national championship. The best team in the nation will cut down the nets as the Gamecocks defeat Iowa 87-75 here in Cleveland.
Well, more on the South Carolina women winning the national championship on Sunday coming up in this sportscast. We'll also preview the NCAA men's title game tonight. And local sports, 2 area volleyball players have been selected for the Kansas Volleyball Association All-Star Match. 2 area football players have signed to play in college. Some big news for the K-State women's basketball team. And the Kansas City Royals continue on a winning streak. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Well, on Saturday, the Kansas Volleyball Association announced their selections for their annual All-Star Match, which will be held on June 1st in Topeka. 2 area athletes have been selected. Beloit's Miley Brown was picked for the red team, and Smith Center's Cameron Hutchinson was selected for the blue squad. For a full look at the selections for this year's match, you can visit ncksports.com. Also last week, 2 area football players signed letters of intent to play at the collegiate level. Beloit's Christian Mears signed at Doane University in Crete, Nebraska, and Lakeside's Ian Kersine is headed to Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina. For more on the signings and both of their careers, you can visit ncksports.com. As far as spring sports are concerned, today's area schedule is a bit of a slow one. You can find results from last week's events at ncksports.com and all the schedules for the North Central Activities Association, Northern Plains League, and other area schools, including Smith Center and Concordia.
And then he was the guest again last night, and he has a chance to tie it here. And he might do better than that. Deep right field, Grossman is all the way back, gone!
That home run from MJ Melendez put the Royals up 4-3 in the 7th inning as they won 5-3 over the White Sox Sunday afternoon, finishing off a 4-game weekend sweep at the K. The White Sox actually led 3-0 through the top of the 5th, but Hunter Renfroe hit a 2-run homer to get the Royals within 3-2 in the bottom of the 5th, and Melendez hit the 2-run shot to give KC the lead in the 7th, and later in the inning, Kyle Isbell got an infield single, and Freddie Freeman scored on an error to the 5-3 finish. On the mound, Alec Marsh gave up all 3 runs and took a no decision while John Schreiber pitched an inning of scoreless relief for his first win at the Royals. Will Smith and James MacArthur finished things off in the 8th and 9th for the win. The Royals are now 6-4 after the 4-game sweep.
These guys are high right now. You know, it's you win, and that's, you know, we've made that very clear that that's what our objective is. Now, you can't, you're not proclaiming anything over 10 games, but it's better than the alternative for sure.
After the long weekend series, Mac Quattaro's squad has today off. They'll be back on the field to start a 3-game series against the Astros on Tuesday. Well, as we're at the beginning of the sportscast, for the 3rd time in program history, the South Carolina women's basketball team won the national championship on Sunday, an 87-75 win over Iowa in Cleveland. Gamecocks wrapped up their first ever undefeated title at 38-0. Iowa got out to a 10-0 lead, but South Carolina then settled in, trailing 46-44 with just under a minute left in the first half. South Carolina went on an 11-0 run to end the first and start the second half, taking a 55-46 lead early in the third quarter. Iowa got within 2 at one point in the third quarter, but never closer in the 12-point loss. Tessa Johnson led the Gamecocks with 19 off the bench. Camilla Cardoso, who was named the tournament's most outstanding player, put up a 15-point, 17-rebound double-double in the win. South Carolina coach Don Staley was emotional after winning the title and explained what it meant.
You carry the burden of, you know, every single one of your players, all the coaches and staff members that put so much into our team. And, you know, it's a heavy load to be undefeated, to, you know, finish the job. You get emotional because you just want that for them, and you're happy that you're able to, because only one team wins a national championship.
For Iowa, they finished their year at 34-5. Caitlin Clark finished with a game-high 30 points, including a championship game record 18 in the first quarter. Also in women's hoops, some big news came out of Manhattan Sunday night as K-State announced that center Ayoka Lee will use her final season of eligibility and return to the Wildcats. After missing all the 2022-23 season, she averaged just under 20 points, 8.5 rebounds, and just under 3 blocks in 27 games, shooting 61% from the floor this past season. Lee was a first-team All-Big 12 pick, a second-team All-American by The Athletic. She's K-State's all-time leading rebounder through 4 seasons and is currently 3rd on the all-time scoring list for the Wildcats. You can read much more about that at KStateSports.com.
Rebound Fletcher Lawyer. And Purdue has one more step down Redemption Road. The team that lost last year to a 16 will play on Monday for a national title.
The inbound to Ross,
and UConn can see history. One win away from a repeat national championship.
The two teams that were widely regarded as the best in D1 men's basketball this year will meet for the championship tonight. Purdue ended an incredible run from NC State with a 63-50 win in the first semifinal Saturday. Boilermakers led by Zach Edey with 20 points and 12 boards. They're 34-4 heading into the title game. In the second semifinal, defending national champion UConn pulled away in the final 10 minutes for an 86-72 win over Alabama. All five starters were in double figures for the 36-3 Huskies, led by Stephon Castle with 21 points. Tonight's national championship game between Purdue and UConn set for 8:20 in Glendale, Arizona on TBS. That's a look at sports on your sports leader, North Central Kansas, Katie Country 94 and Z96 Point through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zanker's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Dinas.